be playing it. We actually do play it at some point during the week. You will find a radio show that plays exactly what you like. And the Wrecking Hours, fulfilling the need for psychobilly, punk rock-influenced rockabilly music, and rockabilly. If you didn't know, rockabilly is the original form of jump blues and hillbilly music from the late 40s that became known in the early 50s as rock and roll. Rockabilly is what we now call that definitive form of rock and roll from the earliest incarnation of the rock and roll genre. It later became mutated into other types of sounds with big band music, but is lovingly called rockabilly. That's going to be it for the Wrecking Hours this week. We have the Parent Connection coming up next. Call in and pledge your support. 313-845-9676 is the number. What you're hearing behind me is the Opus of El Destroyo from Pistol Pete and the Twist and Tarantulas. As I said earlier, local Detroit psychobilly music hailing from the heart of the city. Mr. Pistol Pete and the Twist and Tarantulas. I'm going to leave you with this. The Parent Connection's up next. Still time to call 313-845-9676 to pledge your support.
Hello, this is Margaret King Ahmed, and I am your host of Parent Connection. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this live show tonight, from 6 to 7. This is Pledge Week for WHFR Dearborn, and we're hoping that our loyal listeners will make sure they go to their piggy banks this week and give us some of their spare change. So listen, thank you very much for tuning in to WHFR Dearborn. I'm Margaret Margaret King Ahmed, the host of your Parent Connection program. And in the studios with me today, or the studio, I should say, is a guest, a friend of mine as well. His name is Eddie Fucori. He is the Dearborn Education Foundation Executive Director. And we're going to hear from him in just a minute. But I want to make sure that I thank my wonderful friend, Roger White, for being here this evening and sacrificing some of his time. He's been here all day, and he's so kind to do the producing of this program. So, Roger, I want to thank you right now, because a lot of times at the end of the show, we run out of time, or I forget at the very last minute. So thank you.
In that case, Margaret, may I say one thing?
Yes, please.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, where we're making waves day and night and night and day.
All right. Thank you. And this station is running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you can start in the morning with some classical music, which is a wonderful way to start the day, as far as I'm concerned, because I like to start in a very relaxed mode, not be all hyped up. And so, you can check for the shows that are playing for the week and get it in our loyal listener little handy, it's like a little newsletter, actually, but you guys call it something else. Roger, what do you guys call it? It's not just the loyal listener.
It's known as the loyal listener.
Okay. Yes. And it's like a little news format. It tells you what's coming up. It gives you information about the shows, about the people doing the shows. In fact, I do want to take a minute. I did find here where the mayor will be visiting the studios. And that will happen this week during the live show of with Jay Cornick. He's going to be doing the WHFR Journal, and he's bringing the mayor on as a guest to talk a little bit about what he's got planned for the future, but also help us do some fundraising. So that's going to happen on
Be Friday,
exactly,
at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Thank you. So let's get to the business at hand here. Eddie was so nice to take time from his busy day. He was in Lansing today. Is that correct, Eddie?
That is correct. Straight here.
Okay, and Eddie is the fundraiser, the one and only, I believe, in the district, right, for the Dearborn District. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I want to also start off by thanking, because, again, I agree with Margaret. A lot of times we try to save it to the end and we forget, but I want to thank WHFR for opening their studio doors to us, and we are a great supporter of the idea of strengthening our community. So please get out there and support their drive this week. While doing that, listen to us. I want to thank Margaret also for the invite. And I am a one-man show, but I will say that I am surrounded by some of the best people that reside in our community and lead our community. So although I feel like I'm a coach of a team, I have some of the best players that you can find in Dearborn. And, our board of directors, led by Brian Masalam, has been really working to transform us for the past 6 years. I've been lucky enough to take on the role of executive director. We're an organization that's been around for 20 years. I am their first executive director. And there's been a strong investment made of time and resources by the Board of Ed, as well as by our board of directors, for the foundation as well. So as much as I am a one-man show, I am surrounded by some wonderful volunteers, some wonderful community leaders and business folks as well.
Now, I know you have to write some grants, right? Or you look for grants.
We look for all forms of revenue streams. So that be through grants, whether it be through partnership affiliations, whether it be through corporate investment, as I call them, not so much sponsorships. And we do pursue grants, and we lock arms with the district to see how we could partner with our public school system here in Dearborn to find ways to creatively drive in some revenues to our schools. And we do partner with them for
that. Why is that so important? Why do we have to have this extra money? I mean, like, I know the radio station is really 80% of the funds that come through here fund the actual the station. this is how they really manage, is through the listeners' pledges and the donations that are made. And that the HFCC really is just doing the paying the electric bill, which is very important, and providing the space, obviously, which is very important, and also holding the license, the HFCC license. But I know that we get money, the schools get money from the state and from the federal government. So why is there this extra need to bring money and have a foundation? Are we not meeting the needs of everybody here?
You know, I'll take that and break it up into two parts.
Okay.
And the first part is, why do we need to invest in our public education system through the Dearborn Education Foundation? It's simple. I think everyone is aware of a lot of the state cuts that have been happening over the past few years. And, you know, our tax dollars, you know, I've been living in Dearborn for 15 years. I have three children in the school system. We pay our taxes, but we're also neighbors of folks who don't have children in our school system. And, you know, the old notion of taxes really being sufficient to maintain the success and the history of success here in Dearborn Public Schools really is a misleading statement. Mm-hmm. You know, taxes that we, you know, the tax dollars that go through our system and the amount of dollars we get through our budgets as a school system really are limited. And Dearborn, led by our superintendent, Brian Whiston, has done a tremendous job.
Yes.
With limited resources to leverage in every way he can, and with one goal in mind, student achievement, plain and simple. And by having us as a foundation, we are able to bring in the additional revenue streams that our district needs, where cuts have really been hitting hard for our schools.
Mm-hmm.
And our, you know, so the money's coming in from the state and the federal, you know, through the normal streams, really go towards the buildings, the main capital in our school districts. But however, as far as operations or very unique programs that we as Dearborn Public Schools have, that's where we come in as a foundation. That's where the risk of having these programs be cut come into play. And we try our best to find ways to fill the gap so that our very successful pre-K development program that's been in existence for so many years, we find as much as we can the resources to help them maintain their success. Same with, for example, our early college or our DCMST program, our Center for Math, Science, and Technology. We find those partners and stakeholders that can invest and help those programs be maintained. And that is why it's important. And let's face it, the core of every community is your public education system.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want your property values to really be positively affected, if you want the business development community to really thrive, we all as a community need to come together and find ways to partner, and we need to invest in the core of our community, and that's the public education system.
Well, what would be some of the ways that the teachers perhaps or the buildings would be using this money that you, this revenue that you are generating?
Sure. On a daily basis, you know, we as a foundation are 12-month office, if
mm-hmm.
you will. So
mm-hmm.
we are in and around the community 12 months out of the year, whereas the school calendar year starts in September, ends in June. And where we want folks to come in and find ways to help, we are also communicating with teachers to let us know what their needs are.
Okay.
And so on a daily basis, teachers will approach our office electronically by phone or in person and fill out our grant request form that will identify to us as a foundation where the greatest need rests in our district. And that is what we do as a foundation. We take more of a district-wide perspective. And so on a daily basis, these grant requests come in. We are organized in a manner where that we have a subcommittee, a grant review subcommittee, that will review these grants every month prior to our monthly board meetings. Based on their recommendations, our board members will then review their recommendations. If approved, the very next day, we as an organization are cutting the checks to fund those grants.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, we're not able to fund every grant that comes through
mm-hmm.
that we do want to recommend for funding, which is where the community comes into play and which is where our efforts and our vision strategically has to be employed quite well throughout the year. So our teachers who I feel are some of the best teachers in the state of Michigan,
yeah, I agree.
Really want things to go well for us. As much as they have on their shoulders with all the changes coming from the state and federal level, they are still focusing in on their classrooms. And while they're doing that, they're identifying for us what their needs are. And we're doing our best as an organization to find the investors, to find ways to partner with groups that are strong in areas that we're not, and to bring the awareness as well as the investment through our foundation.
Okay. So the tax dollars just doesn't cut it for us, right? So we have to ask for money, even from our community, not just, I mean, our families even, right, that we're serving, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's a trend and has been for many years that school districts have to rely on a way of making a public-private partnership connection. And the best way that they do that is through their foundation. And the value of foundations for school districts is growing every year. It's been on the rise for the past 7 or 8 years. And in order for a foundation to be successful, they have to partner with their community, organization, and leaders. But at the same time, it's got to be an investment by our community residents and those that live and operate in our community to also see the need and find the reason for, I should say, find means to help support organizations like the foundation. And we have many great organizations throughout the community. We have many great enrichment organizations. WHFR is a great program in our community. They rely heavily on the community for their support. We as a foundation also rely heavily on our community, and we're trying to increase that level of comfort and confidence so that people will look to us as a resource for support. And, you know, I recognize and respect the fact that my job is to always go out and ask. And many people find that the very first thing might be dollars. And, of course, we need dollars. But we also need those parent volunteers that are willing to give of their time. We also need organizational leaders that are willing to sit on our board and corporate leaders. And so there are a variety of ways to help support organizations like the foundation. And, you know, it's a tremendous effort, as, again, this radio station can attest to. To ask one time a year for 80% of the way that you can actually exist says a lot about our community, if you really think about it. And that's why I love Dearborn. I mean, it's one of the largest cities that's still community-focused.
Yeah. Well, I do want to get back with you a little bit about your history, but I do want to make sure that I do tell the listeners out here that the station number is 313-845-9676. They can contact us here if they want to pledge and donate money or time, whichever works, or come to school here and take some classes, or toll-free 800-585-4322. The extension is 9676. If you'd like to fax anything here to us, it's 313-317-4034. And again, the station phone number, we're live here today in the studios of WHFR Dearborn, 313-845-9676. So, Eddie, yes, go ahead, Roger.
You can also make a donation online.
Oh, yes, thank you.
At WHFR.FM. You'll find our block that says, what does it say? It says Radiothon 2012. Click here for more info, and right below there, it says click here for online donation. And you can make your donation right there, right now.
All right. Thank you. And is this something that will be ongoing, though? Will they always be able to see that? You can pull it up?
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
This form is always there.
Oh, okay. So the Radiothon form will always be there on the internet there for you. So you can, at any time, if you win the lottery and you give us a portion of your winnings, we love it. We'll take it. No questions asked. Okay. So you're listening to the Parent Connection program, and I'm Margaret King. I'm Ed, the host of Parent Connection, and we're in the studio today with Eddie Ficori, who is our Dearborn Education Foundation fundraiser, quite frankly. But I wanted to talk to Eddie a little bit more about his background, because the last thing he said to us is that how much he loves Dearborn, and he's got such a commitment to Dearborn and the Dearborn schools and the community and the people in the community. So, Eddie, give me a little bit of background about you and how you got started here in Dearborn.
Sure. Thank you. I was born and raised in Detroit, product of Detroit Public Schools, but I've been exposed to the Dearborn community with relatives and friends that have lived here since I was five. And about 15 years ago, my wife and I moved into Dearborn. And my background professionally stems out of the Detroit public schools and out of the Detroit area. All my education from my undergraduate degree to my graduate degree came out of that. And so I am able to compare some districts as far as the value. And Detroit is a great district, and I would say that Dearborn is a phenomenal district. And I really believe that more folks need to know about all the great things that we are doing in the Dearborn Public Schools. And that's part of my job as well. So because that's part of my job, one of the primary focuses on securing an executive director in the strategic planning session that this foundation took on about 3 years ago was that they would want somebody that has a background in marketing. My background has always been in marketing consulting and merchandising for about 19 years. I've had a lot of involvement in the Dearborn community in my time here. I've been involved in the Animal Shelter, which is another wonderful organization.
Yes.
I've been involved in a variety of service groups, and I've also been heavily involved in the Dearborn Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. And over the years, I've been their chairman, and this year I'm their past chairman. That is one organization, too, in the Dearborn community that has been a phenomenal support for our schools.
I was going to ask you that question. They're in a position where they can donate or...
Oh, absolutely.
Find funds for you.
I'm sure many of them have already donated.
Yes.
I think, though, that, you know, the Dearborn Chamber of Commerce or the Dearborn Area Chamber of Commerce, as an organization, has really embraced the idea of supporting education in Dearborn. And, again, that's also a testament to their board of directors and also, more importantly, to the office led by Jennifer Gehring, who is a
mm-hmm.
product of Dearborn Schools.
I was just going to say that. I would imagine some of them actually were, you know, graduates of Fortson or Edsel Ford or Dearborn High.
They are.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just looking at those points that we've been sharing today tells you a lot about the community of Dearborn. And that's something that I value here in this city is that there are so many, I call them, you know, I refer to it as generational overlap.
Mm-hmm.
So many folks that are involved in service organizations and nonprofit organizations throughout the community, and they're second and third generation. Their father, their grandfather were involved. I mean, that says a lot about our community. Our mayor is heavily active in educational efforts.
I agree.
We're grateful enough to have him as a board member. We have our superintendent as a board member. And those two together are, you know, a strong force. But again, they are active. I mean, not by name only. I mean, they're out there in the community. They're volunteering their time and resources because they, too, believe in the city that they're a part of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So they play. They have a presence, not
right.
just, not a name or a face. I was going to ask you something about... gosh, and it just left my head. I don't know why that did that. But anyway, I was going to ask you something about money coming from someplace. And I can't, you guys, I just lost my thought. I'm not used to doing this live show. We're doing a live show, and I usually do a pre-recorded program.
Well, if I could.
I lost my thought. So thank you. Eddie, go ahead.
Well, as you're trying to recall
Focus
that, I will
this,
fill
yes.
in the community as far as the history of the foundation.
Okay, yes.
You know,
yes.
We are approaching our 20th anniversary. We were established in 1992,
mm-hmm.
Actually the tail end of that year. And it was founded by some great parents at the time
okay.
and community activists who wanted to really make a difference in our schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so grateful that they had the foresight that they did because it made the school system that my kids are a part of so much better.
Enriched, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And, you know, as an organization for about 20 years now, we've been raising funds that go directly to impact the classrooms.
Okay.
And I would say over the past 12 to 14 years, we've been able to really increase that fundraising. And we've been able to drive back into our classrooms throughout all 34 schools over $1.4 million in that time.
Wow.
Through funding teacher grant requests.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. And that,
wow.
again, you know, is a great accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
you know, we have changed as far as an organization from where we started and where we are at today in terms of organizational vision and structure. And what we're trying to do now is more partnering and creating awareness so that we can drive up the confidence in our community to say, you know, as you are sitting with your family, if you are trying to find ways to give back to our schools to provide a legacy of some type,
mm-hmm.
If you are interested in providing some planned giving that will impact the community that you hold so near and dear to your heart, the foundation is an avenue for that. And we're doing more of it, and we're having more of those conversations. And we are much more structurally sound as an organization to be able to entertain those conversations.
Okay.
And that, again, is the commitment by our board of directors that took it on their shoulders to ensure over the past 2.5 years that we have those things in place.
And so that's what you have planned for the future. You said that you have new kind of a new goal or a new leader who's taken you off into another direction here.
You know, our goal is simply to encourage more of our residents in our community, more of our alumni, more of our retirees of our district to come back and find ways to give back. And again, it isn't always money. There are resources that people can provide us. There are volunteerism opportunities that
they
can
extend.
What
would be some of those opportunities, though, for volunteering?
Well, we have a few different events throughout the year.
Okay.
And as we approach celebrating our 20th anniversary, we're going to have a menu of moments that people can get involved in. And, you know, the way that we're trying to do this is to let folks know that if you want to leave, you know, your mark and want to be able to provide some form of investment to something that you believe in, for example, you want to dedicate, scholarship fund, or you want to help establish an endowment fund, we're now having these conversations. And we're grateful for them. We need more of them. We need to let people know that there's so many different ways that they can give to keep our foundation self-sustaining. Again, mm-hmm. it's beyond an individual or a set of board of directors. Eddie Ficori will win the lottery one day. And beyond that time, you know, what allows this foundation to remain successful
right.
and impactful for our classrooms.
Okay. So that's one way that people can volunteer to help out. But physically, is there something else people could do to be more proactive and to kind of help support your efforts if it wasn't just a monetary thing?
Well, I'll give a best way to answer that or reply to that is to give an example. We've had an alum of our schools who is a prominent engineer at a Ford plant in mid-Michigan.
Okay.
He's an engineer, and he recalls his time at Fortson High School in their auto clinic classes. And he learned in the location that he was at in Ford that they donate cars to various groups, and he felt that would be an opportunity for him to be able to give back to that program through the foundation. Other ways have been where folks have talked to us about making us a beneficiary in their life insurance. It's a very simple process, and they've considered ways of also promoting it among their own network.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, intangible ways of really investing back and helping is to champion the events that we have throughout the year, get behind supporting it, pass the word around, you know, whether it's through social media on your Facebook or whether it's through your involvement at a very specific school. And lastly, there are corporations that want to find ways to give directly to specific programs,
mm-hmm.
and in some cases to a given school that's really close to where they operate. And they use the foundation as an arm to do that. And so we've had corporations that will donate, you know, a couple $1,000s all the way up to $5,000 to $10,000. And the foundation serves as a way to ensure that those dollars are always going to be directed for the given purpose, whether it's for a program or for a specific school.
Okay.
And that is the way that folks can really get behind the foundation and help our public schools by considering in their planning throughout the year those options.
Okay.
And then simply to call us. Let's have a conversation. I've welcomed that for the past 2 years and have had many great conversations, across kitchen tables, you know, late at night, after work. Wherever you may have an idea to share with us, you can email us. You can go through our website, which is DearbornEdFoundation.org. Okay. You could call us directly at 313-827-8790, and let's have some conversation.
Well, I think that's great because I think we're all on the same playing field here. We're all talking about whether you're WHFR or you're the you know, executive of the Dearborn Education Foundation. We're talking about education, and we're talking about making sure that we support the efforts of teachers and administrators and whatnot. And the college is doing the same thing to make sure that your youth are getting the education that they need to be, you know, participants in the future, and secure some kind of job or a career, and be able to give back. And that's what you're talking about. Is like if you are a graduate, maybe of HFCC. If you're a graduate of the Dearborn Public Schools, then you might want to consider giving Eddie a call. You might want to consider volunteering your time. And I want to tell you right now, this is our pledge week here at WHFR, and I want to give you a number that you can call, 313-845-9676, if you would like to donate or pledge to support the programming that we do here at WHFR 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you can call a toll-free number as well, which is 800-585-4322, extension 9676. And Roger, do you want to give the site again for the internet?
Right, you can always donate online at our website, whfr.fm. Just look for the Radiothon 2012 logo right on the front, and right below that will be an online donation form. Click that link, and you'll go directly to our online donation. You can use a credit card. You can use credit cards available, our Visa, MasterCard, and I think, let me see. Ah, yes, Visa, MasterCard, or Discover. So you can, we'll gladly let you do that. You can call in right here anytime in the next week. We'll be glad to take your call. In fact, you can call us anytime, and we'll be glad to take your donation. So.
All right. And we're so glad you could be here with us today, Roger. It's really it's a big plus for us because I wouldn't be running this board without you.
So thank you. There's a number of other things that happen if you donate. In fact, one thing that's happening is Village Ford is donating a car for one weekend. For every donation you give, every donation of $30 or more, you go into a drawing for a weekend lease of a 2012 Ford vehicle from Dearborn Village Ford.
Oh, wow.
That's right. It'll be drawn on March 25th. So if you make your donation and fulfill your donation by May 25th, then you will be entered for that drawing.
Yeah, if you're 21 or older.
That's right. 21
and
or older.
A licensed and insured driver. Right. Pledging $30 or more. Hey, they can't beat that. That's really fun. That sounds great. That's a great incentive.
It's, yeah, not only do we take your gifts for us, but we are willing to give back to you.
Yeah, and that's what the foundation is all about. And you know, Eddie Vicuri is in the studio with us today live, taking time out of his busy schedule and telling us all the reasons why we should be donating to the foundation and how we give. It's reciprocated, really. That's what you're telling me, Eddie.
It really is. I mean, I know that many times the impression out in the community is that there's some competition among organizations to pursue dollars of our community, you know, and I can understand where that perception can come from. And what I would hope that we can all understand as one community is that, you know, there are certain passions that people have, and there are certain purposes in life that people want to fulfill. And, you know, I don't think any organization can really change that about an individual. So as you have followers of the foundation, they are believers of what we're trying to accomplish mm-hmm. in the community. And we do have a good following of support, and it's been growing. You know, Dearborn is a very unique community as far as school districts go because we are the only K-14 educational system throughout the state of Michigan.
Okay.
HFCC is a part of our district, mm-hmm. and we work hand in hand to support each other. And Dr. Mee has been a wonderful leader of this campus and has always extended her hand in support for what we do as a foundation. And I looked out in the student services building, and there are some, you know, folks here attending this campus that were all recent graduates of our three high schools.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I saw some DHS and I saw some other high school colors that were here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's, to me, how important it is to keep the balance even with regards to supporting. You know, we provide customers that end up here, for example, or end up at our local higher ed at U of M Dearborn or other institutions. And as much as we need to, you know, fortify those higher ed institutions, we also need to prepare the, what I refer to, the customers that will walk through their doors. They need the proper learning environment and supplies and resources. And the foundation extends that direct impact to the classroom to make that happen. Mm-hmm. So it's equally important to look back at the public education system and realize that it's a different educational landscape today.
Yeah.
And public education is in a position where higher ed, universities and colleges were about 20 years ago.
Okay.
And they too were sending the message that, you know, taxes really cannot just help us support our long-term vision. And that's the same for us as a public education system. And in Dearborn, we're doing a great deal of work to get that message out there. And, you know, we've accomplished quite a bit in the past 2.5 years. And as I said earlier, we're a different organization today.
Okay.
And, you know, we also have a different, if you will, mentality.
Okay.
You know, we don't see competitors in our community.
Okay.
I see it as opportunities to partner. I, as an individual leading this organization, I don't know everything. I don't have all the answers. But I feel that I can surround myself with folks that can help us.
Mm.
And the opposite is true. We may have strengths that other organizations may need to lean on. And that's where I feel that, you know, Dearborn is really strong, that organizations do look to each other as ways of partnering. And, you know, we're doing a great deal of it, as we do with the animal shelter. We've also extended ourselves and we've helped champion events that PTAs have been putting on. They're very school specific. We're more district wide. They have strengths that we don't. The animal shelter leads us to an audience that we otherwise wouldn't have the opportunity to convey our message to.
Mm.
This is a wonderful opportunity example as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, WHFR has opened their doors to us to share our message, and you know, and this is in the midst of their giving week.
Yes.
And you know, we are grateful for allowing us to give our message during this time, and we know how important it is to, you know, bring the dollars in, but we also know how important it is to get our message out there. So there is some great value here, and there's a lot happening with the foundation within Dearborn as a city. You know, we also recently have partnered a great deal with the Community Fund. The Community Fund is a wonderful organization of our city. They recently pulled in about 15 or 16 of our students of our public schools,
okay,
the high school level, and developed an art program, project, or I should say competition. And the unveiling of that took place this past Saturday in front of City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And on the West End, there's a location as well. And I would encourage all the community to go out and just take a look at that. The mayor is behind it. Emma Jean, who's the director of the Community Fund, has done a phenomenal job also of conveying the idea of partnering. And she and I have always talked, and we've always found ways to help each other out. And we're, I think, seeding what needs to be ready for the future of our community and having the dialogue that is necessary today so that, you know, down the road we can start getting stronger together.
Mm-hmm.
With ways of partnering. And, you know, of course, you know, our Board of Education, Dearborn Public School System, the superintendent's office, wonderful supporters and investors of our mission. So, you know, you look at it, and other folks would look at it as competition among each other. We take a view as this is an opportunity to partner and help each other because everyone has different strengths and different purposes of our community.
Right. And so it's an opportunity for all of us, too, to find purpose and meaning with ourselves, with our children, with the community, and to give back somehow in some it can be small. It can. It doesn't matter. Just some way giving back. You mentioned the PTS, the PTAs or the PTFS.
The PTAs.
Yeah, just the PTAs. Okay. All right, because there's a couple different.
There's a council that handles all the PTAs, but PTAs in general.
Now, so you can actually help them as well because they are part of the community. They're parents within the schools, the Dearborn schools, and I mean, they can come to you as well and ask for support or funds for different...
I would say that, PTAs can come to us to support the needs of teachers, to let us know where the need gaps are.
Okay.
We don't directly, of course, fund the PTA efforts.
They do their own fundraising.
They do their own fundraising, and it's very school-specific.
Yes.
But where we work together, and I think we are strong together, is by championing our efforts respectively.
Yes.
And we've also talked about ways that we, too, can partner. And there have been discussions where we were able to sit at the table and creatively think of ways that we can work together. And a couple of ideas have come to the table. And, there's a lot happening over the past year and a half, especially in the past few months, that has set that aside. But at least the dialogue is there. And, we're also having similar dialogue with all the schools, where I've made it a point to meet in my first 6 months of this position with every school to let them know that we're a resource for them, and let us have a dialogue of ways of ideas that you may have that we could partner. We are here to simply serve every classroom throughout the Dearborn schools. The demographic profile of Dearborn Public Schools has changed tremendously in the past 2 years.
And how so? Why don't you talk I
wouldn't say it's for the better.
Okay.
Meaning the demographic profile of our schools has increased in number as far as free and reduced lunch students, which is an indicator of the economic conditions that we're in. Yet at the same time, our district has done a tremendous job of leveraging the resources. They make it a mission to ensure that every student isn't overlooked for interests they may have, whether it be, athletics, music, the arts. They're doing everything they can to ensure that the student leaves with a well-rounded experience.
Mm-hmm.
But there's obviously, some difficulties among all school districts, not just in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And, Michigan has over 500 school districts. We are the third largest school district in Michigan. We are a unique district. Again, as I said, we're a K-14. We're also unique because of the programs that we have that I feel a lot of folks don't realize other districts would wish they would have. And they're at risk, and we need to get together as a community to invest in those enrichment programs, such as DCMST, such as our film theater programs, mm-hmm. such as our allied health professional programs that we have at the Michael Berry Career Center, our culinary arts program that we have. There's so many unique things, and let's just look at the results of the district. We're producing students that are going on to MIT, Harvard, Yale, U of M Ann Arbor. I mean, we're producing some tremendous power in society, and again, those things can be at risk too if we don't look at ways to invest in our schools. And the foundation is the best avenue for that, to ensure that the donors' dollars are directed exactly to the interests that they have. And we are structurally sound to be able to ensure that that happens.
Mm. Okay, let's take a little break here and remember that our listeners are going to be asked to pledge this week. And if they want to pledge today or this evening on the Parent Connection program, we would love to hear from you hear from them. And they can call us at 313-845-9676, or if a toll-free number is 800-585-4322, extension 9676. And Roger, your turn.
That's right. We're waiting here to take your call. In fact, if you're a first-time pledger, you get a special gift of an acrylic coffee mug. It's made of recycled materials, so on an Earth Day like it was yesterday, that makes it extra special. Also, we have several different levels with incentives you can get for your pledge. For a $30 pledge, you can get a special WHFR logo keychain bottle opener. For a $52 pledge, we have a WHFR logo insulated mug. You can pop it in the freezer. It'll keep your drinks nice and chilled for the entire length of your beverage. You can get, for $125, you can get a WHFR logo cooler. It's a real nice insulated cooler bag. It's about 18 inches long, about a foot tall, and has zipper closure. It's got a shoulder bag, and it's also got handles, so it's very handy. Or you can also get a WHFR logo pad folio. So there's a big variety of things you can get that we will be glad to give you if you will call us. We're here for you every day. We only expect you to help us out just once a year.
Oh, isn't that nice? It's just once a year. All right. And I also want to remind you that Mayor Jack O'Reilly will appear live on a special edition of the new WHFR Journal. That's Tuesday, April 24th from 1 to 2 p.m. Topics of discussion will include a review of issues and recent State of the City address, as well as other current city issues, such as the new budget cuts, sustainability initiatives, department consolidations, Camp Dearborn pools, City Hall, and the City Hall relocation.
I hadn't even heard of that.
Yeah. we're all kind of waiting on the edge of our seats to see how that all goes. But Eddie, I do want to ask you, you told me that you just came in from Lansing, and I know you're keeping your finger on the pulse about what's going on with budgets and stuff like that. So can you kind of get us up to date on what we can expect maybe even for the next school year coming up, if things are going to be even tighter for us as educators and administrators, and what's happening?
Well, I want to back up a little bit and be clear that, you know, the Dearborn Public Schools Education Foundation is a completely separate entity.
Okay, yes.
501c3 entity.
Right, nonprofit.
I don't really get involved in the politics of the district. Okay. My visit to Lansing was more, exactly what Dearborn's about. Dearborn is known to be a community that's always on the leading edge of modeling and creating unique efforts and programs, and for the past couple of years I've been part of a leading group bringing together executive directors throughout the state of Michigan, and that's where I was out there, and you know, we've come a long way, and Dearborn is at the forefront of that effort. My involvement there is, I feel, a very important and crucial investment of my time for the betterment of our foundation here locally. We've had executive directors from the northern part of Michigan, from Grand Rapids to Gros Isle. We've had them from all over today, and we're doing a lot of great things so that we can help foundations throughout the state of Michigan. So I can say that, you know, we as a community, I feel, are being well represented in that effort. And you know, there are a lot of things that when I share with that group that Dearborn's doing that is really eye-opening to many school districts across the state of Michigan.
For example?
Our early college program.
Oh, okay.
Example, our DCMST program, our allied health career focus programs that we have, the hands-on experiences our students receive. Many do not realize that we have such programs. And many are looking to kind of mimic those programs. So, you know, there's a lot of value being a part of the Dearborn Public Schools. And everyone, I feel, is an ambassador, whether you're a kindergartner or whether you're an administrator at the high school level. I feel that everyone should share to their friends and family and people they interact with how well Dearborn Public Schools are doing. We're the third largest, and we're doing quite well. And I'll give you an example of where a successful moment of providing one's time to the foundation can really be impactful.
Okay.
And as I volunteer throughout the community, the Dearborn Chamber of Commerce, as I said, or Area Chamber of Commerce, really has embraced supporting educational efforts in the community. They are the ones who are behind the Teacher of the Year Awards, which is coming up in May.
Yep.
And sitting on that committee, I was able to meet a parent who has children in the school district. Mm-hmm. And she was very interested in learning more about the foundation. We got together again. She was limited with some of her time. I rarely will ever say no to anyone that's willing to volunteer their time. So what we do is we find ways that we can fit what our needs are to what is being afforded to us.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a very, she writes quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And it immediately struck me that I had a need to get a story out about how well Dearborn is doing. And if you realize, this all took place in a day and a half.
Okay.
And she came to the office the next day, that following weekend, or that following Monday after that weekend, the two of us constructed an article that was eventually picked up by the Huffington Post titled Caught in the Middle.
Yeah. Oh,
and so,
congratulations.
Thank you. And so, you know, a great deal of that really rests on her time and effort as well.
Mm-hmm.
But our story got out there, and it got picked up. And it was about tooting the horn of our school district and how important it is to not overlook districts like Dearborn that I feel as a parent now, I have my parent hat on, that I feel are being overlooked when we get individual donors or corporate donations to come through. Their investment can really be leveraged if they look more towards those districts that have been existing quite strongly in the middle but are at risk of a free fall.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of our mission, our story in that. And it got out there. And, you know, I invite folks to go online and check that out. And, I think it may connect with a lot of individuals in our community to realize, again, that there's a lot of investing being made. And as tight as the economy is, people are willing to give of their time and their financial resources, so long as they're very confident in knowing where that's going to lead their interest or their vision.
Yeah, and their talent. Yeah.
And we've adopted from day one, we want to be as transparent as we possibly can to
mm-hmm.
our community. And if you go online and you pull up our grant report, you will see where every dollar has been invested.
Okay.
And the purpose of that is to, you know, again, increase the level of comfort folks will have mm-hmm. when considering us as a charitable donation.
Okay, very nice. So they can call you at what number so they can have a conversation with you?
I welcome conversations. They can call me at the office at 313-827-8790.
Mm-hmm.
If I may, I can give the
yes,
website and our email.
Yep.
Our website is dearbornedfoundation.org. And my email directly is F as in Frank, AKHOUE, at Dearborn. K12.mi.us. And you can email me, you can call us and share your ideas, comments, mm-hmm. interest of giving, whatever discussion you would like to have. And, you know, I have thick skin. We do take constructive criticism quite well because we know that that only helps tweak our future success.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you've been in this community for a while, and you want to be able to share some of your thoughts and opinions on how we can make ourselves stronger and better, I welcome that as well.
Okay. Now, do you work through the summer too, Eddie?
We
do. Are you here?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm, you know, throughout the year, my family can attest to this point. I live and breathe this every day. This is something I'm extremely passionate about.
I can tell.
I left the corporate world for one purpose, and that was for the business of education.
Okay.
And I'm very interested in knowing how systems like Dearborn Public Schools, how universities really can be successful. And I found an opportunity to be part of a transformational effort, and I was very much intrigued by that. And I'm dedicating everything. My family's taking a sacrifice by me doing this. Again, no one gets rich off of jobs
mm-hmm.
like this,
mm-hmm.
But it's something that enriches me and makes my life a lot happier. And, you know, I have one of the greatest wives I feel in the world who supports me in doing so
mm-hmm.
and is willing to accept those sacrifices. And I have wonderful children in the school system and a daughter soon to be in the school system. And so it's something that I'm very passionate about. And I'll do everything that I can so long as people have me.
You know, and it's interesting. I thank you so much, Eddie, for those compassionate words and all the language you just shared with us just now as far as how much you love what you do, because I really feel that when you find your niche, when you find your calling, when you find purpose and meaning, all things are right. I just really feel that,
I agree.
And I think this conversation with you today has really spoke volumes about your compassion and about your commitment to Dearborn. I mean, how blessed are we to have you in our community? Gosh, I bet you people are going to be fighting for you now, knowing how much you know and your background and just your ability to really kind of, in simple terms, really speak to people and get across the importance of supporting, going that little extra mile to do what you can to donate. Say one more time all the different ways that someone can actually donate or give to the foundation.
Well, you know, once you connect with us and you find what your interests are and ways that you want to give, it can be direct financial donation.
Okay.
It could be bequests of your estate and of various kinds.
Okay.
You could make us a beneficiary of your estate or your life insurance.
Okay.
We do a lot of planned giving where folks will identify us as part of their estate. There are also in-kind donations. There's also what I refer to as brain power. People have experience and networks of folks that really can help our efforts.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, volunteering. You know, corporations can, you know, really assign us as an avenue to have their employees give of their community service hours, you know, and one business that has always been a strong supporter of education in our community and has done their giving on all levels is DFCU Financial. And they have represented themselves on our board. They have volunteered their employees at our events. They have financially invested and supported us.
Is that the Dearborn Federal
Credit Union?
Credit correct. Union, yes.
Known as DFC Financial now.
Yep.
Ford Motor Company is another. AXA Financial has been a tremendous supporter. So there's so many ways to give. There's so many individuals and businesses that have been giving for so many years. And we are really doing well with respect to the following of support.
Okay.
But we need to do better,
mm-hmm.
and that's really part of what I'm trying to share with the community. And it doesn't take much. You know, sometimes if you give a commitment for $10 for every month of the school year, mm-hmm. that's $100. If we can get more of that, those dollars are directly going to impact that classroom.
Okay.
And we are doing well. We're being recognized for what we're doing. We were recently recognized by the National Organization of Foundations.
Mm-hmm.
I was humbled to ask to go out there to speak, but they've seen the change of what's going on in Dearborn, and that says a lot. We're doing a lot of partnerships, like I mentioned earlier. We work hand-in-hand with many organizations, but we've also partnered with the Firefighters Burn Drive.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a charity hockey game. And upcoming with partnering with the West DDA, there's a May 18th, a block party that's going to be taking place from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Friday. And the proceeds are going to benefit the Burn Drive and the foundation.
Okay.
And so we welcome everyone. It's a very affordable event. We welcome everyone to come visit us there, May 18th, the west end of Dearborn. And that's being organized by the West DDA.
Okay. Do we know where exactly yet?
It's between Monroe and Mason.
Okay.
Taking place
right outside, right?
Yeah,
in the block,
right outside.
The block
it's a block party like Dearborn used to always have in their communities.
Yes.
And they're bringing it back, and they're wanting to support the foundation and the Burn Drive in their effort.
Oh, this is fantastic. Thank you so much for giving us that information, because I'm sure there are people out there that are hearing and will be attending to support. And, you know, it just goes to show you, Eddie, we can't do it by ourselves. Nobody's doing anything alone.
No.
We have to have partnerships.
Partner or perish.
Yeah. Partner or perish. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Roger, can you one more time ask our loyal listeners to call the station or come through our connection through technology with the internet, and I'll give you the number to the listeners, 313-845-9676, if you'd like to call and pledge for our pledge week at WHFR Dearborn. We're live here in the studios with the Parent Connection Program. I'm your host, Margaret King Ahmed, and in the studio today with us is Eddie Ficordi, who is the Dearborn Education Foundation Director, Executive Director, my apologies.
I don't care about that.
But I really appreciate him so much for coming in here and taking time from his busy schedule. Yes, Eddie, you have something else to say.
I just got a text from my wife who wants to let you know that she's sending out a pledge to this radio station. As much as we can do, but we're going to do it, and we find it important to, again, support. And again, she wanted to make sure that we get something out there. And I hope everyone that's listening will consider $5, $10, $20, $30, $40, whatever you can give. It all makes a difference for all organizations. And this week our focus is WHFR, so I hope you get behind that.
Thank you so much. And my husband also donated, pledged $100. Yay! For the program. Yay! I'm going to also pledge, so I'm excited, and I want to do my part. And I think if you're out there listening, please do your part and help support, because 80% of the funding is from you, our listeners, and we love you. We're just so excited that you're out there and that you care enough to stay tuned and support us and keep it up, keep it going, because we can't do it without you, obviously. And, partner or perish, just like Eddie says, it's the truth. Right. And thank you to you and
you
your wife
me.
And your family, and thank you for everything you do. And
thank you.
You keep it up, and hopefully we'll have you come back and tell us that you're making even more of a commitment, and there's more money going back into classrooms.
I hope I find that $1 million donor soon.
Yeah, more power to all of us. Thank you so much for listening to WHFR Dearborn. And Roger, thank you again for your time and energy to produce the program. And up next is Lisa, DJ Lisa, who's going to bring us, was it Lyrical?
Lyrical Infusion.
Infusion, yeah. So stay tuned to WHFR Dearborn 89.3 on your FM dial. Take care.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they pick, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Once a year, WHFR hosts its week-long Pledge Drive Radiothon. Support from you, our loyal listeners, is key to keeping our distinct and refreshing programming alive. This year's Radiothon happens April 22nd through the 28th. Please donate to keep non-commercial and independent radio alive by calling 313-845-9676 or visit us on the web at whfr.fm.
WHFR, Dearborn.
Radiothon 2012 is here at WHFR. It is that one time where we ask you, the WHFR listener, to pledge your support to your favorite non-commercial educational radio station. Radiothon 2012 takes place April 22nd through the 28th, and we will have lots of great pledge incentives for you for your donations. So make sure you tune in to WHFR the week of April 22nd for lots of great special programming, special pledge incentives, and to hear all of the reasons why you should pledge your support to WHFR.fm.
For 27 years, WHFR has been committed to new, fresh, and alternative music. Show your support for the week of April 22nd through the 28th in our once-a-year pledge drive, Radiothon. Give us a call at 313-845-9676